From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th in Panmunjom. Robert Kelly, political analyst on inter-Korean affairs, looked past the April meeting to the one proposed with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework and the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that he's encouraged by steps taken by North Korea in recent days.
Well, I'm very happy that it was possible in that visit for us to make very clearly the case that it was needed a resumption of dialogue between the north and the south of the peninsula, and that it was needed a serious negotiation between North Korea and the United States to reach the denuclearization, the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Trump says he's willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. A Kenyan opposition politician says authorities drugged and forcibly deported him to Dubai. Muguna Muguna says in a Facebook post that he had been detained in a bathroom at Nairobi's International Airport since Monday when he returned from Canada after being deported last month. Muguna says authorities broke into the bathroom Tuesday and injected him with a substance, then dragged him into an Emirates airline plane. Lawyers for Muguna said their client was deported despite a court order mandating his release. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that Moscow will expel 60 U.S. diplomats after Washington announced it was ordering the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats over the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. This is VOA News.